If you're a fan of Boner City USA, you'll probably enjoy the other podcasts we produce, including Comedians, Live from Sunset, and the Action Figure Podcast. You can listen to all these podcasts for free right now on our website, dorkexplosion.com. While you're there, please be sure to subscribe to each of these shows on iTunes.
Boner City USA, when everybody tells you put your boner away. Here's a place you can stay. Boner City, yeah. Boner City, Boner City, Boner City,
Boner City. Stop it. Welcome to Boner City USA. Brought to you by DorkExplosion.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. Like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the show started.
Okay, my name is Dan Bollock. We're your four co-hosts along with...
Hey, everybody. It's me. Stop. Stop it, man. What are you doing? It's me, Andrew DeWitt. Awooga.
Hey, everybody. Beef Cannon Bill here, filled in for Ryan O'Neill. Oh, boy. Oh,
why do you have an altered personality, you fucking weirdo?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your mayor, the...
Why are you retarded? Wait, so Ryan, why are you touching him with your feet during the song?
I did. What happened?
You're taking your flip-flop off and running it up for fucking DeWitt's leg.
Dad, do you have any proof of this? Any evidence?
My eyeballs just saw it, and DeWitt, that's why DeWitt's giggling and then saying, stop it. Then you tried to put your foot in his mouth.
He gave a tee-hee-hee.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, oh, stop.
No, that's
it,
how
bro.
You, when you're not on air, you always laugh like this. Tee-hee-hee.
You're like a geisha girl when we're not on air.
Yeah, stop, man.
Stop poking him with your foot, dude.
Poking the lion with my foot?
Just put your foot
dude,
on
we're going to get another angry email from White Turd. No, White Turd.
Dusty Turd.
I throw my mic on the ground, man.
Uh-oh.
From Mushy Turd?
All right, let's. Last episode, we spent way too much time on an email from a fan.
Oh, it was worth it.
Well, they were mad at Ryan,
I feel like we spent just enough time on it.
Hey, I do this every episode. If we had one complaint about it, I don't give a fuck. If you like this show, help us out. Go on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a 5-star review and a positive text review. If you do those three things, those simple three things, it'll take you less than a minute. Email us at info@dorkexplosion.com or hit us up on the contact page at info through the dorkexplosion.com website. And we'll send you free Boner City stickers, which are fucking awesome. The Monster Truck one, the What's Up Pete one, the O'Neill the Asker one. And we have t-shirts of all these as well. If you want to look at them or buy them, they're at shopdorkexplosion.com, which is our online store. That is it. That's the business for the show. Let's get to the meat of it, Ryan. Are you, you've been, last episode we teased it. Now we're going to play it. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm super pumped.
I cannot wait.
So the Baron of Boner City, super fan Baron Marks, who's a music artist and producer in his own right, has sent us two mashup songs. One we use as our exit song, and the other one we've played from time to time. But he sent us the third one. He sent us, this is the new hot off the presses.
Turdville?
Which,
yeah, are you serious?
I didn't tell you that, yeah.
Oh,
which
fitting.
Is funny because last episode was all about the guys of the turd name.
What if Baron Marks was Bloody Turd?
And he hates me?
And
don't,
he hates you, but he loves
fishing.
To ask
like, don't do that because he's accused.
Baron Marks is Baron Marks.
I said, what if? Okay. I didn't say.
But you know what? The sensitivity from last episode where he was accused by Dan Bylack of being a guy that accused the Danish and I of being hypocrites. We don't want to even throw his name around in the same sentence.
You
of
say it with
like
great
that.
Reverence.
He said the name with great reverence. Make anything clear.
All right, this is Turdville from Baron
Marks.
Guys, give it some reverence here.
Some reverence,
I'm ready for it.
I am too.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, can't wait. Here we go.
All right,
queuing it up.
Almost there.
It's going.
We're getting there. Hold on.
Dan's trying.
Action.
He's pressing buttons.
Right. Ryan, do you want to hit your filthy foot in here and help
do it again.
Me? Dan's pressing buttons.
And
try the one on the left.
And go. Now, go. Your old man bowels are destroying this podcast.
All the glory to the Dark Lord Satan.
This is about boners.
This ain't a gay thing, is it, son?
Now let me see you jerk him off.
Should I do it?
Do it.
I'll suck all your
cock. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I don't get how
any Asian who's dildoed herself on camera.
Spread Eagle trying to air shit.
Oh, fuck, Jesus. Dude. Oh, my God.
Please, I hope she sucks his dick for that kid's parents.
Don't tell anyone.
The shit story from Croatia.
I'm not even mad about you making fun of me for taking a shit earlier. It was totally fine.
Dude.
dude hugs.
Yeah.
Who's gonna get a hand job first?
Hey, I'm in my nice clothes. I don't wanna get wet.
Coming.
So, you fucking weirdo.
Holy fuck.
You were too busy taking a shit.
Oh, this is funny money.
Hey, you wanna go over to Turdville?
Put Village USA.
Oh, yeah.
Persistence of a rapist.
It's fucking awesome to do a show that people actually listen to. That's pretty fucking cool.
I'll give you six sisters for this car.
You're a pussy hound, dude.
Roadrunner pussy.
Ebony cream pies.
And you too, Coolio.
I ripped apart, my God.
Allegedly.
Drew a dick on his face.
I love corporate pussy.
God, I love these corporate pussy.
Tony. Oh,
no. Tony.
Oh, Tony. No.
Tony.
Fucked by another guy.
Pussy.
Black women?
We love you.
You think I'm handsome? Right in.
Unless your name is Crouton Jack, because that dude is whack. You gotta get to the back.
This is gonna make me cry.
Turbo titties?
Butthole and balls.
Titties and toboggan.
Yeah. Just trying to bang this kid, you know.
Did you get a boner?
I used to get boners.
TNT it, man.
There's my good friend Peter.
I've been Dan Bylack along with
Hanser DeWitt.
Ryan O'Neill, guys.
The handsome lady killer Danish.
Why are you watching me take a shit?
You have brought this all upon yourself.
I gotta get fucked up.
That was, man.
The beat on that is like a very dark sinister. Unbelievable. Dan sets the tone with
like,
all,
like,
all
like one of those noir video Lord games where like, guys going to murder people.
Oh.
I forgot we had a beef with Coolio.
You had a beef with Coolio.
What the fuck have we talked about on all these shows?
Dude, when I listened to it, I was like, oh my God.
What have we done?
This is what we've compiled.
When I listened to it, I'm like, it's clear that all four of these guys graduated from four-year colleges. And they're
upstanding citizens.
Dude, one day I have a
probably
feeling.
Probably in tuxedos and three-piece suits recording
this. I'm feeling like some teenager is going to kill somebody, and then they're going to find like that he was listening to this music while he was driving to go do it. Like a Black Sabbath.
Hey,
like, we're going to be brought into court.
How intense would it be if while those chicks were peeing on you in Mexico and you had the eyeliner on, that song was playing in the background? It would be like the end of
that'd
the
be,
world, right?
Awesome.
It would be awesome.
You know,
it would drive you to madness.
You know what reminded me of that? Like, O'Neill listening to his own song. But we were in Seattle, weren't we? And O'Neill was wearing the O'Neill the Ass Kicker shirt, which he is right now. And someone looked out at the shirt, looked at O'Neill, and they're like, are you wearing your own shirt?
I go, yeah, I am. It doesn't get any more narcissistic than that.
It does. Traveling back in time to suck your own dick.
Not fantasies, life goals. One of your life goals.
It'll happen.
It's to live till time travels real so you can go back and suck your own dick.
You know, Marty McFly had the fucking DeLorean, right? Well, where are you going to have one of those
go-kart
with the fucking, with the flying go-kart?
Yeah, it has wings.
You're going to fly into the past.
I know just how I'm going to cup that balls and hold that shaft.
Oh, my
Jesus
God.
Fuck,
let's
man.
Let's not get back into this.
All right.
I think it's
my own dick.
Hit Baron Marks.
My own dick.
At Baron Marks on Twitter, Facebook.com/Baron Marks. So thanks for the song, dude. You fucking rule.
That was great.
We got
fucking great darkness.
I don't want to play it again because... for everyone, but I will listen to it at least two more times at the end of this episode.
Can I hear I Love Bad Jesus again, man?
Can I class up the podcast by talking about how my mom forced me to join a website where you do book reviews and you can like friend other people and see what
books called Goodreads?
You teased that before, but
yeah, I joined.
Show,
I finally joined.
I like when you always say like she forced you, but like you...
You're not searchable. Yeah, you're not searchable on there, though.
No,
are you?
No.
Oh, alias. You. What's your alias?
I'm not.
You can't have Boner City fans attack.
Dude,
you've never
experienced the Jewish guilt that Jewish mothers inherently have, dude. It's forced.
So you're on Goodreads.com. What the fuck? Explain what it is, dude.
It's a site where you like. DeWitt is looking at asses right now. He's clearly lost.
Andrew,
stop looking at butts.
Every time you look at butts.
Stop it, Ryan.
O'Neill's put his foot
every
in his
time you, every
he's
time you his, look at
that, his hair and his
that's
head
what happens.
Foot.
Stop it.
DeWitt, stop it.
Gain control.
Us. Spin around. I can't wait till we get the new table where
dude,
we all
you're,
face each other.
You're a wizard. Gain control.
Yeah. Dude.
Put a spell on your own dick. Control it.
Hey.
What? I was just crossing
purpose.
My leg and it brushed against yours.
Goodreads is a website where you review books.
Is it free?
It's basically like, you know, on Amazon, we can read customer reviews.
Yeah.
And it's
but you can't buy anything.
Yeah, you don't buy. It's not anything to buy, but it's just, you can update it and
it's
say
an
like.
It's an online community.
You're
a
like,
social
you're
network.
Like, I'm reading this book currently. This is
you
what
think
I think about
any
this
sexy
book.
Stuff that happens? Like, I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey. Ew,
it seems
so
like
good.
There's a lot of older. I haven't really looked at it much.
Touching my pussy right now. Do you think anyone reads leaves reviews? like that.
Wait, are you touching your pussy? Or you're saying someone else is touching their pussy?
Yeah.
I tried to class it up.
Is
where you went with
her pussy?
No.
I hope
girls
not.
Have pussies and boys have penises.
But who's touching
I know
it?
You were confused.
Dan has a badana, so it's very don't judge confusing. Him.
Who are you? But who's... So Jeff's mom isn't on... You're not... Your mom's on this?
She is on it,
is she reading dirty books?
My mom, she did read 50 Shades of Grey, unfortunately.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. You know, my mother-in-law read that.
My mom and sister... every woman
from what I've heard, that
it.
50 Shades of Grey isn't that much different than those ones that you find at the supermarket.
I don't think it is.
It's
just a trashy novel that got a little bit of popularity to it. And it's somehow risen above
and
the
basically,
trashy...
horny housewives, and they just need to live vicariously because they're not having the fucking that
you know,
they
I
need.
Stole one of my mom's horny books when I was a kid.
Of course you did.
It's Christ. Called Fear of Flying, and it was a huge deal back in the 80s.
Is it a guy that painted his airplane up like a dick? Kind of like a banana?
I thought you were going to say fluid into your mouth.
I thought you were going to say paint his dick up like an airplane. You said painted his airplane up like a dick.
Well, you know what I mean.
Which you could do as well.
Oh, yeah, but then his dick's painted like it, so you get on. It's like, what the fuck's going on?
It's DeWitt's new nudist airline where the pilot, you shake his dick as you walk out. Thanks for the flight, sir.
After listen to the latest remix. Goodbye. I'm very sad at ourselves. And I think we should stop talking about banana dicks and dicks.
What can we talk? We tried to get into books and pussy was said
I know,
in 7 seconds.
DeWitt took it. I was getting ready to listen to his latest review.
I did write
and
a
DeWitt
review.
Is going
I did write
all
a review.
Crazy with
was it way too long?
Wait, hold on, guys. Short. Let DeWitt finish. We don't want Bloody Turd to get all pissed.
Bloody Turd!
So I stole it, and for the first couple of days, I just masturbated to the cover of it. Because,
when you say stole it, what like, was you it? Just what, took it off the counter?
No,
out
I took
of
it out,
room.
Out of mom's my mom's stand. Room.
Or did you get like a crew of guys from the neighborhood, like Ocean's 11, and you had like an Asian guy do like...
It was a real caper,
it's
bro.
When they dug
it
those
poochie
sticks in the backyard of his neighbor's house that was all covered in blood.
Did you light it? Did you light a diversionary fire in the backyard so everyone ran out?
No, but I made it look like we were restocking nothing but that book in her room. Like, and then it turned out that those boxes of those books were all empty, and I got out with the real one.
What are you talking about?
How old were you?
I was in elementary school.
Who was on the cover? Some guy looked like Fabio. And then
he beat off to Fabio. Like
no, I'll see if I can pull it up.
Okay, well, just tell us.
Do you guys remember?
Or do you just describe it to us?
Do you guys remember when Fabio was on a roller coaster and a bird flew into his giant fucking nose?
Fabio used to eat at the Cajun place down the street that is now the Cabo Cantina on Sunset by himself and park his Rolls Royce out in front
of
him.
Do you also remember on one of those dating reality shows, like the people were in love? And then it came out that the lady used to date Fabio, and the guy dumped her on the spot. I think it was The Bachelor. It was like the Bill Lumberg.
How could you not?
It was like the Lumberg fucked. He's like, I'm out.
Fabio did love dirt bikes. He had a whole garage full of dirt bikes. He used to ride them down the street riding wheelies.
He'd be a good,
weird.
He'd be a good friend of yours.
I know. I think we should.
So anyway, I used
friends.
To beat off to the cover of the book, which just has some side boob and some stomach on.
That's
it.
A guy.
That's a
not
dude.
A guy. That's
a fat guy.
That's a,
guy.
That's a fucking
fat
tit.
It's a fat guy's tit.
That's the guy from Brazil who
yeah,
sent us a
picture. Me.
Yeah.
No, that's
is that
true.
That guy from prison?
No. Anyway, and then I would read the book, but I would just skip around to wherever it said penis or dick and blow.
What year was this book
why
written?
Wouldn't you read pussy and vagina 80s. Versus penis
why,
and dick?
Why couldn't you just write that on a piece of paper and then read
off
you know what I used to do in fourth grade was I used to get up and ask if I could use the dictionary, and then I would look up sexual and nude.
So it really was a dictionary for you.
And I would fucking touch my dick under the desk while I was reading.
What the
definition?
Fuck?
You were totally raped, by the way. We haven't said that in like a dozen episodes.
I was reading
someone
like,
raped you and then hypnotized
vagina,
you.
Vagina, breasts, buttocks. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew DeWitt's Sexual Reading Rainbow. If you take a look and touch your dick, it's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow.
Are you done, Andrew?
You can beat off to a dictionary. Just look up words that'll turn you on and touch your dick.
Just cut a hole in that dictionary where
that's
you
what
put
O'Neil
your
would
dick through.
O'Neil would be like, how do you beat off with this thing? And he cut a hole
roll
in
it in a circle and fuck it.
And then I'd make
no, O'Neil would burn it and throw it out the window of the class.
And then I'd have some young hot chick in the class suck my dick.
What?
So you'd get Jesus. A fourth grader to suck your dick?
While I'm in fourth grade.
Would you time travel?
That's child on child sexual abuse.
Of course
abuse,
it is.
Hey,
yeah.
I've accused you of that, dude.
Yeah. I think I'm the one who
accused you of that.
And O'Neil's accused me of it.
Yeah.
I'm the only... I guess I'm out of the
you're
equation.
You're child on adult sexual abuse.
What?
Child on adult.
How? What did I do?
A child abuse? You're 17 them? Years old. You're jerking off of the Jesus.
On adults. You beat off on 60-year-old people, you asshole.
I hate to bring it up, but it is
true. By the way, I got an email from that couple, and they said that you really opened a world to them, and they started swinging after that.
Okay, so where
swinging from the nooses that they hung in their closet,
a high school kid came
killed
on them?
Themselves because their jizz was on them.
I think we should get
let's get back to Goodreads.
Yeah. Oh, we want to get to Goodreads. We have a great Dr. O'Neill letter here.
Maybe
let's finish Goodreads real quick.
Well, I'm on the site. I did a book review recently
of what
last week. It's a book called Thunderstruck. It's by the same author.
It's about AC/DC?
No, I wish
the Brian Johnson years.
It's the same author. I don't know if you're familiar. Anyone here? It's the same author who wrote Devil in the White City. Which is
yeah. That's about the Chicago World's Fair.
It is, and he couples that with this guy who was murdered, like a serial killer during that time. And this one is, he couples the inventor of wireless telegraphy. Is that how you say it? Telegraphy?
Telegraphy?
The guy who invented that, and it's the same format with this guy who murdered his fucking wife and married this chick.
Oh, crazy, dude. Oh, wow. Is it good?
It was kind of a slow read. The Devil in the White City is very good.
Did your
mom like it?
She didn't read it.
Did you write that?
Wait,
in your
review? In a book club with your mom where your mom doesn't read the fucking book?
It's not a. Well, it is, I guess, kind of.
Wait, you're just
club,
doing this on your own?
It's like you look at what the people read and what they like. You're like, oh, they have similar tastes as me.
So when you joined, did they send you a motorcycle jacket that said Goodreads?
They did, and sweatpants.
It said L.A. chapter.
And booby tassels, LA. Which is ironic.
They give you a jeans jacket with a big patch on the back that says Goodreads and then a series of tour dates.
And a shirt that says reading.
Stop it, Ryan!
Stop what doing happened? The foot thing.
I didn't do anything.
And they have a shirt.
You looked at your foot as you did it and laughed.
They have a shirt that says reading is sexy. You seen like nerdy chicks who wear those?
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Reading ruins your eyes.
What? Oh, my God, man.
That's my fucking shirt.
Hey, Baron Marks, can you please cut that for a future song?
Hey, bloody turd, I feel like you were just avenged.
Reading ruins your eyes.
Yeah.
Ryan MIT O'Neill.
MIT son of anarchy O'Neill.
If you go to Ryan's house, you open any of his books, he's just scrawled, "It hurts," in like big shitty letters all over the
page. I just carved the pages
for any of those fanimals. If you're in the area of where Ryan lives, he's doing a book burning next week.
That's right. Hitler had a few good ideas.
Ryan the doctor, he must have read a few books in medical school. I
did.
Assume.
All right, so
we have a letter.
I think it's for picture books.
We have a letter into the doctor.
Our buddy John,
who's not a doctor.
What's up, John?
Oh, well, according to John, I am. Here's
What's
the
up,
letter,
Pete?
Okay? So he starts it off with, "Dr. O'Neill, you're the only one I can turn to for this question."
He's desperate.
Okay.
Help us, Obi O'Neill. Can help me. You're our only hope.
I have these hairy tits and I'm in prison. Please help.
My eyes hurt. You're reading too much. That's why. Okay, so I have a buddy who recently just got laid for the first time. And
congratulations.
It was a fat chick, and she was about 20 years older than him.
That's fine.
Okay. Hold on.
One person says that's fine.
You'll wait until you hear. You might think it's still fine. He told me that it really wasn't all that good, and he thinks that he's given up on sex altogether now because of it.
Quitter.
This guy also sits in front of his computer and plays video games when he's not at work and lives with his parents still. He's 24 and very intelligent, but is working at a dead-end job at a grocery store and is socially awkward too.
Sounds like he's got some good things going. The grocery store
and
part.
A couple things that not going.
He dropped out of college and has no real motivation to improve his lot in life.
That's a bad one.
I've talked to his mom a lot about this, and she wants more from him than this.
Well, they're having like an intervention on this guy's behalf behind his back.
There's a whole world out there, and he's missing out because he prefers to sit at his computer.
A whole new world.
How do I light a fire under him and get him motivated to do something? What would you do, Dr. O'Neill?
Point of view.
This is a tough case for the doctor.
Hold on. There's also a follow-up. Says, I forgot something.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to sign my name on the last email I sent you. It's John M. Keep kicking ass, O'Neill.
That was important.
I thought it was crucial to the story.
Okay, so what's the deal, Dr. O'Neill, who isn't a doctor?
By the way, okay, so here's the thing, man. This guy is sad. He's depressed.
I'm thinking low testosterone. He might need those contrast showers that Andrew's a fan
I think
of.
That he needs to get out, and someone needs to take him and start exercising him. Because right now, I think he's in this
like
slump.
A dog?
Like veal, massage his muscles and move them and shit?
No, because it seems like he's very dark and depressed. Like, he doesn't think that there's a place for him in the world.
He sounds lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's definitely, he probably has a touch of Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do
would
is...
Would you recommend pornography maybe to get him going?
I would try
No,
I would try to plug him into a social scene that maybe it's a book club
maybe
or maybe
Goodreads.
It's something...
Goodreads.
Yeah, something where there's other socially awkward people
or
that can kind of get together, but not
for
on...
creative anachronism.
Okay. No, he didn't like fucking fat chicks, so that's a bad idea.
He will like you, it.
This guy's in his shell, and
well,
he needs to come out of it.
Dark Jedi, a fat fuck.
But you know what? You need to find something.
Fatfucks.com.
Okay, do you want to do that? You want to help this young man overcome his terrible dilemma.
Okay, let's hear it.
So look, you need to plug this guy back into society. You need to find something that he loves to do in a social scene. Maybe it's play dodgeball. Maybe it's joining a kickball team. But something that gets him out of the house.
Something tells me he's not the most active guy.
I'm thinking like
town.
Play Magic the Gathering.
You don't have to be.
Or
okay,
Warhammer.
Warhammer at the mall.
No chicks do that though. Have you seen
people play Warhammer at the
but
mall?
But if he's fucking fat
kids.
Girls that are 20 or 45 years old, he can find a fat 24-year-old that will also fuck.
Yeah,
I think maybe just like trying to like include him and stuff. Hey, I'm gonna go this. Would you like to
going to a place where he can interact with more people his age?
But also stuff that like he would not feel left out or removed from. Stuff that he would something that's like as simple as going to the park and throwing a frisbee or something.
It might. Yeah, I agree with O'Neill on this, man.
Should they do it naked?
Not yet.
Okay,
not yet.
Give it a few weeks.
And it's going to be tough because this guy, once you get plugged into that internet world, it's tough to pull yourself out of it.
Yeah, Jeff.
and a shitty job. And also, if you find out maybe what he would like to do in life
or
something.
Is John
maybe...
talking about the Danish?
Did you just fucking 45-year-old chick dude and bummed about it?
I know I shouldn't have told John M. that. What a piece of shit.
You have confided in him quite a few times. And it's the dead-end job. I mean, if you find something that maybe he would rather do, and maybe he can start taking some classes, like at a community college.
And then meet people.
It sounds, though, like he's... I think what John wants to know, and we haven't really answered, it's a hard thing to answer. It's like, sounds like this guy suffers from a real lack of motivation. And it's still like, how do you motivate someone who doesn't want to do stuff for themselves?
Yeah, I relate to this a little bit.
You?
Yeah.
Okay, DeWitt, let's get some awesome starts today going now.
I think he's got severe depression, dude.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Severe.
Do you know what can get him out
he
of that?
He fucked a fat old
before
physical
you turn,
activity.
Yes, before you turn to medication. Physical activity.
Get out of the sunshine.
Physical activity,
and good
vitamin
eating.
D, eating well, like all those things will start to help. You'll start to get an upward spiral. But it also might just be a phase, too. A lot of people in their 20s, they like don't know what to do with their
lives.
But
it could be a phase that lasts a long time and wastes precious years.
It
could be a fun thing.
It lasts your whole life.
If he doesn't get over the phase soon, it will cause irreparable damage to the trajectory of
John's
his life.
Asking what he can do. So we're saying take him out to go do more either some physical activities.
Mini golf
or like just stuff, like playing basketball or whatever.
Maybe a hike. Maybe he doesn't like hiking, but maybe he doesn't like hiking because he's never really been on like a cool outdoor hike.
Or like he's never gone off trail and got covered in like itchy poison. So
yeah,
O'Neill.
So,
take him to ride some go-karts. If you can't get motivated to ride go-karts,
then it's all over.
I gotta tell you, man.
You've lost your will to live.
Is that true? Because if you asked me to go go-kart riding right now, I think I'd be like,
Maybe what if I asked you tomorrow?
What if you said it's a nude go-kart track?
Now we're talking, buddy.
So you just want to see O'Neill naked.
But what if... Is that true?
No.
And what if at the end, the finish line is just a row of dicks and they slap you in the face as you drive by?
It's like a car, like the car wash?
Yeah.
And you go under
How does this place stay open?
Because guys like you keep going back time and time again.
What kind of business model is
you
this?
Take your wife there?
A good one?
It.
Time after time.
So try those out, John. See what happens and keep us informed. We'd like to help this young man. Maybe turn him on to Boner City.
We'll give him
a shout out.
You should tell him, hey, don't listen to this one episode where they talk specifically about you.
Start on episode 65.
Leave it a positive review, 5 stars. We'll send this guy some stickers. And then maybe he could get plugged into the Boner City community.
Maybe a fun event would be, hey, I got a bunch of these Boner City stickers. Let's sneak out at night and put them all over the place.
Also, how about telling this guy, why instead of playing these worthless computer games, get on the internet, start doing some internet dating, and try to fuck some fat chicks your own age or just regular
chicks. He may be gay.
Maybe he is. I don't know.
Seems weird to be turned off to fucking just from one bad experience, but who knows?
I don't know.
He may have been really depressed
for something else.
I think a problem too is that he had nothing. He had no feeling at all for that lady, and so it was obviously probably pretty terrible.
You can do
if he has pornography addiction. Then what if he didn't even fucking get to come? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when people are cranking it out, like all the time to pornography. They have like a death grip on their penis, and then they
Their mind needs to be more visually stimulated, and they can't come.
Yeah.
Or you could do what that hypnotist, the English guy Darren Brown, did. I think
The amazing Kreskin.
He there was a guy similar to this. He was 21, lived at home, had no motivation.
Uh-huh.
Like shit on his parents. So he
He
made this guy believe that there was an apocalypse going down, and it changed this guy's view on the world. It's pretty awesome.
But what if the guy just goes out and like maxes out his credit cards and punches a bunch of people?
It wasn't. It was like 28 days later, apocalypse, like zombies and shit. And this guy,
who the fuck is dumb enough to believe that?
You should watch it. It's pretty good.
Hey guys, know what we should do?
What?
Mm-hmm.
I think Bailey wants to hear some virginity stories.
Jesus.
Who's up for it?
Okay.
That's fine.
You guys up for it?
Well, yeah, because that ties into this.
Mine's sad, dude.
Okay, let's...
Unlike your other really uplifting stories about fucking romance novel covers. Like that stuff. We don't want it to make people sad.
And your pornography.
Everyone right now is riding that high of you fucking that book.
Dude, your life has been spent stealing a lot of pornography.
Or things used as pornography that aren't
maybe
even close
DeWitt's
to pornography.
First sexual experience is like I was 4 and this guy was 52. And he took me on a boating trip and fucked me.
I don't think so. Everyone keeps saying that, but I have no memory of anything weird like that.
Did you ever take a picture like this that I'm showing you?
Ladies and gentlemen, let the virginity stories begin.
Who's starting it off?
DeWitt.
Andrew.
All right.
We don't want to end.
Because if it's sad, we can end on a funnier one.
Mine's boring.
Okay, so it was
just... I think they're all... To say,
they're not going
to
be. They're not going to be. Hey, Bailey, this is good. This, what if this turns Bailey off to want to never get laid? Because he's like, this sounds shitty, and
you
just get.
You asked for it, Bailey. Now you're getting it.
And what it is not that great.
Okay, so I met this girl through speech and debate.
How old? What grade? And how old were you?
Probably the most world-renowned way to get laid.
A lot of pussy being had in speech and debate.
I was 15. She asked me out.
Did you debate her on the pros and cons of going out?
Fucking you.
I actually got talked into going out with her by one of my teachers at a speech.
What?
Wait,
what?
Like, hey, you should fuck this chick.
That's what he said, sort of.
So that's not a lie.
Is this the same guy that raped you?
Yeah, is this the rapist dude?
Did he want to watch?
Why do you guys always like insist that something bad happened?
Okay, fine.
Well,
it was consensual.
We already covered this. I was the one who sexually abused myself.
I think what you have... You might have like a Tyler Durden Fight Club thing going on where you think
that it's the lamest
it's
fight
the reverse.
Club ever.
No, it's the reverse though.
Fight
like
club?
Instead of producing somebody who really did touch you, but you said it was just yourself.
Your
like,
name
you lied
is,
to yourself.
That guy is Drew.
You reverse Fight Club.
Yeah, you
yourself.
Tyler Durden your own rape.
So there really was a Tyler Durden.
It's Drew DeWitt.
Oh, is that why I changed my name from Drew to Andrew in second grade?
Yeah, exactly.
You're blowing my mind, man.
You had to get rid of the demons. All right, continue.
Okay, continue.
So a teacher came with you.
Yeah. And so,
hey, Andrew.
Stop it,
don't
Ryan.
Don't put your foot on him on his sex story,
Andrew.
Dick.
It's
so weird.
Hey, Andrew, it's me, Mr. Arnold. You should really date.
You should fuck her pussy with your dick hole.
No, you should tape it. Then I'll edit the tape.
You
want to go work out in the hotel gym?
This chick was, by nerd standards, very attractive.
So 400 pounds.
So not attractive at all.
So what? Did her wheelchair have, like, colorful folks?
Had a baseball card in it to sell a motorcycle.
You guys fucking
this
dick,
girl
man.
By Down syndrome standards
never,
was a 10.
By
burn victims, she's spoken.
By thalidomide people, she was awesome. It was flippers.
Okay,
by severely handicapped, she was definitely up there.
She was a fat chick.
Let's describe her.
No, she wasn't fat. She was tall. She was over 6 feet tall.
Oh
no,
she
big
had
bird.
Huge.
And
big,
you're 5'4".
I'm.
He's 5'5 and a half. He's 5'5 and a half.
I'm 5'9.
Did she care?
That's not true. And you
stand up.
Classic O'Neal. Classic O'Neal.
Stand up. Stand up.
Fuck yourself.
Vintage. Did she carry you around like the guys who carried Oscar the Grouch?
She had huge beef bombers.
Beef bombers? That's a new term.
Were they big saggy tits with the propellers on the end?
Beef bombers.
She had big old tits.
Was that
strawberry blonde?
Was that a revenge? Revenge of the Nerds where one of the nerds gets picked up by the big Amazon?
Oh, no, yeah. It's Booger dances with his head in the tent.
But I got one of them. Somebody picks. Maybe it's another nerd movie.
Anyway, she had given me her number at a speech and debate tournament.
Oh, so this is a girl from another school.
Yeah, another school.
Wow. Oh, so you only got to see her when you were debating her.
Right. And then we
were so you always dying to go back to that school to debate
every single debate tournament. I was like, I hope she's here.
And there was no internet back then, so you couldn't get her email.
No.
And you wanted to see those beef bombers again.
I did want to see those beef bombers.
Amazon.
You think
Amazonian.
The teacher wanted to fuck her too?
Let me tell you what he said.
Oh God!
How old was this guy?
Oh. He was in his 40s or maybe 50s.
That's like us going to like a playground. Dude, you should fuck that chick. She's
was he wearing a sweater at the time he gave you this advice?
He was wearing a sweater around his waist to cover up his boner.
I don't remember. He was a cool teacher though.
he always gave us Mike's Hard Lemonade and let us come over his house to swim.
He was a cool teacher. He told you to fuck some 15-year-old girl.
Let's hear what he said.
She was 17. I was 15.
Whoa. Okay.
She was only 17.
So anyway, we were hosting a speech and debate tournament.
I want to know what he said.
I got to tell you.
Oh, okay.
We're hosting a speech and debate tournament, and I was working the juice stand.
Oh, what are you, God. George Michael Bluth? Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. This is romance already.
Oh, my God.
And she comes up.
Is anyone else getting horny listening to this story?
I'm going to have to go jerk off real quick.
Were you top salesman of brownies? Like, I've tried these brownies. They're unbelievable.
What was the juice? What kind?
It's just orange juice.
Oh, so you just stood there with a fucking thing of Tropicana and poured people
to raise money.
That's true.
To raise money for speech and debate, which should have died years ago.
Did a lot of people at this speech and debate have no arms or hands, so they couldn't pour the Tropicana themselves?
pour a spigot and a hat they're wearing.
Thank God you're here, man.
Hey, you want to get crazy? You want to funnel some of this OJ, bro?
She came up to the table, and it was me and that teacher working the juice.
What is she wearing?
You and that teacher working. The teacher was working the juice stand too. Yeah, he's helping out.
Teacher seemed to really like being around.
Is he rubbing your leg on the table when you made a good sale?
No, guys, this is a cool dude.
How long?
He sounds it.
That's what every rapist says.
Stockholm syndrome.
Every fucking victim says about their
high school rapist. What is the chick wearing when she
walks up? She's wearing like a bit like business debate suit.
Oh,
right?
Neil loves that corporate pussy.
She's got the
17-year-old corporate.
She's got the top undone a lot, so she's got a ton of cleavage out.
That distracted the people she debated. They're looking at the titties.
Is it cleavage
debating.
Or is it fat?
It was. She was not fat. She had huge bombers, and she wasn't fat.
And she was 6'10".
She was very tall.
Was she Swedish?
Did she look like Yao Ming?
No, she didn't look like
Did
Yao
she look
Ming?
Like Mutombo?
Mutombo.
She was Olajuwon. Tall enough. She was tall enough for it to be. It looked ridiculous.
If you slow dance, would you be wearing her pussy as a hat?
I would be in her breasts.
Did she wear glasses?
No, she didn't.
Lazy eye.
Did she seem like a girl who rode Lazy. Horses?
I'm going to get to the problems later.
Dead tooth in the front.
Okay, I'm getting to the problems later.
Poo-tooth.
All right? I didn't know where the problems were.
Go ahead.
Initially.
Hey, look at this guy. Look how badly he wants me to rub my foot against his fucking leg.
You went,
he's never been closer.
He is closer.
He's getting a little steamed
up. He's thinking about tall Tina.
So she walks up in this business schedule.
She's looking
like... titty plopped
out. I've gotten like just one about sentence in this fucking
teacher's
story.
Rubbing your leg. Are you wearing a cardigan?
This is like a massive dogpile. You guys are dogpiling just hard as fuck.
DeWitt's
right
pouring the juice and it's just overflowing because he's just staring at his tits.
And he sees
that is what happened.
And then you look up and you're like, and it looks like Scottie Pippen standing there.
So she leaned over and she got some juice and I could see her cleavage and I was totally staring at it.
And so was the teacher.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
You got a boner?
And she goes, Andrew.
You got a boner, knocked over all the fucking, all the orange juice that they'd poured.
She goes, Andrew, I gave you my number last tournament and you still haven't called me yet. You should call me. And then she picked up the juice, paid for it, and then like kind of sauntered off.
You had to pay for the juice?
Yeah.
How much was it? 50
money.
Cents?
It's 50 cents.
50 cents, dude.
It would have been cooler if she drank it and then crumbled up and threw it at you.
It said, fuck
the
you,
cup.
I'm not paying
Oh,
you.
No. She put the cup
That'd
in her
That'd be awesome.
And crushed the cup with her titties.
Sprayed him in the face.
Oh, yeah, but he also went on her boobs and I sucked them dry. Anyway.
Some tells me this chick has hairy tits. Go ahead.
No, that's not what it is.
Remind it. We got to talk about that in the future. Hairy tits. A real problem.
I think she has a hairy tongue.
No.
Like, you know, it's all black.
No. So anyway.
Harry Palms.
My teacher. I
jerking off her big cock.
Okay, Harry Palmer.
Ryan. Ryan, let's
Harriet Palmer.
Let's show some respect.
Is that her name, Harriet?
Can I tell
Palmer?
This story? This also, you guys are making all these jokes. This story ends pretty sad, man. This is a sad story.
Is this Jesus like my girl? Christ. Does she die of bee stings?
What does the teacher come in and finish you off?
So anyway, she all walks right. away. The teacher's like, "Hey, I wouldn't let a woman like that."
I wouldn't let a 6 foot. You don't find too many 6 foot like, six.
No,
chicks.
He said, "Andrew, I don't know how many tall, beautiful blondes are going to be asking you out over and over again."
Ooh,
that's
you
a
might,
dig.
Hey, wanna, what the fuck's
dig.
Up with that? Fuck
you
that
might
guy.
Want to give her a
that
call.
That guy's not your friend?
Yeah, that was a bit of a dig.
Dick
but,
move, dude.
He wanted me to seize life by the horn, so I did. No. So I called her up, and we made an appointment.
By the horn.
An appointment?
An appointment to go. I thought the way I would do it was that I would say, let's research speech and debate at the library. That would be my date.
Research speech and debate? Jesus. Like so, for the next what, tournament, or you're just looking up like what it is.
So anyway, so she and I have been talking on the phone a lot, and she was talking really dirty to me.
Like, what's dirty
phone.
For you at that
it's
age?
17.
About sucking my dick and stuff.
I want to know? Wait. She's telling you you're gonna suck your dick?
Yeah.
Or she probably said, "I want to put that thing in your pants in my mouth."
And so you know what DeWitt thought? The guy who's been stealing books to read the word "blowjob." What does he say?
He wants
hey,
to
go to the library and research speech and debate.
Maybe I can
real
maybe I can steal
move.
A romance novel to beat off to.
What'd she say? I want to put your dad's stick in my mouth.
We would just talk about stuff. No, she would just. We would just talk about stuff and
like beating off with a knob on a bed, and then you jerk off into a baseball mitt, and then she doesn't fuck
no,
you.
No, she would. She just made it very obvious, like she wanted to have sex with me. I was like asking her like what it would be like, you know, and I'd be like, would it be weird if I didn't have a hard on when I take off my pants? And she goes, "Well, you just." You're going to wait until you take off your pants. Like, wait until you're hard to take off your pants. And I was like, okay.
Way to solve that one, so, fucking baby Einstein.
Is she going to rub it like a genie lamp in your pants?
She really liked the level of experience you had, is what you're saying.
So anyway, this is a weird part, but it's not the saddest part. She had a boyfriend who was in the Marines who was like 28 years old.
I'd like to apologize to the Marines right now.
We apologize to the Marines.
She's a senior?
Yeah, she was a junior or senior. She was 17.
How long has she been going out with this guy?
That guy was committing
like
a crime, though, by the way.
Yeah, he met her when he was 26, she was 15.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy was committing a crime, so I don't feel bad that DeWitt cheated on this lady.
Although, what's the age of consent?
I think it's 14.
Yeah, in the South.
I was going to say, I don't think he is committing a crime.
No, he's just getting some hot, sweet 15-year-old
I think it's five in South
anyway,
Carolina.
I think it's 5 months.
She would talk super dirty to me on the phone, and then she
but
would,
what is her comprehension of dirty at this like,
time? No, she's fucking a 28-year-old. She's probably talking about sucking balls.
Yeah, but that guy probably
loads.
Doesn't have shit going on either if he's 28.
Probably fucking he's probably fucking I mean, dick is going in her face and pussy.
Anyway, here's the thing that was a little bit weird was every
she
time
was 6 feet tall.
He would call. Every time he would call, she would be like, she would click over, and then she would be like, "Andrew, that's my master. He needs to come over and fuck me."
Did she say it like this? "Hey, Andrew, it's me, Harriet Palmer."
And I remember thinking to myself,
"Wait, she lived at home with her parents?
She lived with her grandmother."
Okay.
I hear loud moaning in there.
And she
again.
Called her 28-year-old thing a master.
Her master.
Do you know that people that are victims of sexual abuse often attract other victims?
Of
which
sexual
is clearly
abuse.
This chick
and
clearly
she used
is.
To tell me about like how he would like put like chains on her, and,
Harriet,
like, whip her ass. And
I hear
like
chains
that.
In there.
So she'd do like BDSM
Harriet
stuff.
Harriet Palms, what are you doing?
And
Harriet.
She'd tell me about it.
Okay.
And I remember
Harriet
thinking to myself,
Louise. Stop, let him do it, fucker.
I remember thinking to myself, well, this is weird. She's got a boyfriend. I'm into her. She wants to go on a date with me. She's talking about sex with me, but she's clearly going to keep fucking this other guy.
Is there any chance that the other guy is the teacher?
No.
A 28-year-old Marine?
No, absolutely not.
Posing.
Okay. He's not a 45-year-old social studies teacher.
What was his name?
I'm not going to tell you. So,
Mr. Aguirre.
Mr. Aguirre.
Jesus Christ.
I just okay, guessed.
So I guessed it, didn't I?
No, God damn it.
Mr. I want to Aguirre his dick.
So anyway, so I was like, let's go to the library and we can research.
Andrew, can I talk to you for a minute?
And she's like, okay, well, we'll go to the library for a little bit and then we'll go back to my house.
Hopefully,
which
the,
is close to
hopefully
the
master doesn't come over.
Yeah, close to
and beat your fucking ass.
Yeah, over to her grandma's house.
And so I was like,
that master would whip
so
you.
I thought for sure
with chains.
I thought I was definitely gonna be getting laid, you know. So
were you
I,
nervous?
Yes, I was.
Did you put cologne on your penis?
I put Yes. Let me tell you where I put.
Did you check the Dewey Dickmill system?
I shaved. I didn't know. I thought maybe she'd want to suck my dick, so I shaved off all my fucking pubic hair with a fucking razor.
So you look like 12.
With a leg razor I stole from my sister's room.
Oh, God.
I got a ton of razor.
DeWitt sister.
I got a ton of razor burn all over my fucking
She's
beard.
Like, oh, you have herpes just like my 28-year-old boyfriend.
I shaved my butt, too, because I just read a thing in Penthouse Digest about like some horny girl licking a dude's ass. I figured maybe
why are you regularly
you treated sex like a fucking scientist, like research and like development.
I think you shaved the ass
those
in case
Master genes coming through. Dude.
Then this is where I got into trouble. I wanted my my dick and balls and everything to smell good, I had
pledge?
Five or six Christmases earlier.
Some bleach.
I had gotten...
cleaned it off.
No, like Polo lotion
or
something.
No, I got like a sampler thing of Brute. You know?
God, Andrew.
And I put it on my asshole.
Did it burn like a motherfucker?
Oh, God. It burned so bad.
Why would you fucking do that?
Because I thought to myself, I don't want my ass to stink or anything
like
that.
Well, DeWitt, you put it in your ass crack, but not in your fucking asshole.
Without getting too deep into it because of the moratorium, we know what DeWitt's into. So that's most true. People are like trying to kiss, so you put in a piece of gum.
Oh,
DeWitt
yeah.
is putting like a breath mint in his
bottom
in his asshole.
Yeah, exactly. I got
you. At any point, did you think that your butts were going to kiss? Like make out for a while? Like your butts were going to go like,
oh,
ass kiss.
Because that's what your old camp counselor used to do. Let's kiss butts. Let's put our butts together so they can make out.
In social studies teacher.
Swim coach.
Aguirre.
So my asshole.
Old Aguirre. Coach Aguirre.
My asshole was on fire. It was like super burning.
I've heard that Kings of Leon song. My asshole's on fire.
So I went to the library or whatever.
And you're just fucking my uncomfortable.
Ass. You have someone following you with a fire extinguisher. You're spraying your asshole.
Everyone's like, God, did that smell like guy's ass? It was like shit and Brute.
It was like Anchorman.
It's like Brute shit.
I had it all hilarious. Up for my dick and balls, too. Man, it was a disaster.
You put on Ass Panther, right? From Anchorman?
It hurt so bad. I was having trouble walking. Anyway, so I didn't have my license.
Deep did you go with the Brute? Did you go inside? What if she was to go
knuckles?
Deep inside your asshole?
He stuck the bottle in and then sprayed it.
No, he like, squeezed it out. He did like a handstand and poured it into his asshole.
It was the kind that, it wasn't the kind that was the spray kind.
Hey,
it was the kind
wait,
where you drip it on you.
Did you pour Scope down the tip of your penis so that it would taste fresh when you came in her mouth?
He brushed it with his toothbrush.
No, his sister's toothbrush.
So anyway, my mom had to drop me off. Oh,
no. Where'd she put her ski poles in the car?
Were you nervous that your mom would find out that she fucked?
Yes, I was real nervous.
Did she have a small car and she had to put the ski poles on top?
Also,
she had to use them to push the gas pedal and the brake.
I had to get one of my older friends to buy me condoms. I told
did
them,
she get the
I,
Andrew? Let me get the door fucked. For you. And she takes the ski pole over, unlocks it, and pushes it open for you.
I had to get my one
did your
of my
mom
older
say,
friends.
Oh, what smells in here? Adam, Andrew, your bottom burps smell like your father's cologne.
Dude, I was on fire, man. I had these pimples and a razor burn all in my
you
ass.
You were on fire in more way than one. You're kind of on pussy fire, too. Like, you were getting a lot of tang.
So anyway, I had condoms with me, and I was afraid I was going to get busted.
You
wear
across
condom.
Your chest like a bandolier.
he taped them to his balls like he was flying with
something,
drugs.
Something
oh,
bad.
By the way, if you haven't had sex yet and you're thinking about having sex, bring two condoms. Always bring
you're
two.
You're always going to fuck one up.
Because you're going to fuck one up.
I did. I had like five condoms. I didn't. I used one already in the shower. I tried to put it on.
Little water balloon.
So actually. I would know how to put it on.
Shot off and hit your brother in the eye.
So I would know how to put it on. So I put it on, and then I was like, "Well, can I come with a condom on?" So I beat my dick with a condom on. Then
what?
I didn't know what to do with the condom.
So you swallowed it.
So I took it off. I tied it off.
So you hid it in your mom's cosmetic bag?
I tied it off and I stuffed it into our shampoo bottle.
What?
No.
Oh, God.
No, come
so
on.
So you're all fucking you're say, wait, in the fucking shower with
what
your
is
dick
this?
Condom?
So I went kick
this is like Midnight Express. For this
so
fucking
get caught with the condom.
Why you sexual just, weirdo.
Why wouldn't you
they
throw
found,
it away?
They found it months later. Anyway, I have no idea
why
how
didn't
they
you
found
shove
it
up your ass?
What do you mean you have no idea how they found it?
What is
you empty shampoo bottle. Like, why is there rattling around in here? Like, there's a
like,
fucking...
You know when you try to get the last of shampoo, you put some water in it? Your mom's putting water in someone, and then, how mad was your family that they were shampooing
I picture him squeezing it really hard, and just a bubble of the latex comes out, the small opening, and they're like, what? And then they pop it, and jizz just blows in their face.
Dude, why would you
how
just
mad
would
your
fucking...
Why would
how
you
mad
just,
would you be?
Would you not have trash cans?
We had trash cans. I didn't want them to find out.
You wrap it in 100 paper towels. What are you, a fucking hoarder?
You flush
your trash?
It down the goddamn toilet.
That's bad for your draining.
I've never had a septic tank. Would get fucked
That's
up.
That's bad for that.
You know
wrap
what?
It in toilet
I
paper, put it in your backpack, throw it away to school.
Hey, you know what? I made a mistake. Okay.
You've made a lot
Why
of mistakes.
Didn't you hide it in the peanut butter jar?
He did that first. He did that first, and then he decided to take it out.
Why didn't you just throw it in the old milk jug?
The milk jug or the iced tea?
Why didn't you put it in your coin where you put your spare change?
That would have been a better idea.
Why did you put it in the Brita filter?
You should have put it in one of your dad's socks in the sock drawer.
Why didn't you slap your father in the face with it?
Why didn't you put it in your brother's baseball mitt?
Why didn't you put it in the chili your mom was cooking for dinner that night?
Okay, sorry.
These are all better places.
You should have put it in your dog's ass.
Okay, well, I didn't know what to do, all right?
Obviously. Clearly.
Anyway.
Really? You didn't know what
they didn't cover that in Penthouse Forum.
I showed up to the library.
Okay,
what were you wearing?
I was wearing like a button down.
He was wearing his shirt, his little sailor, his little sailor suit.
You were in a silk shirt.
I was wearing a button down black silk shirt. Yeah.
No shirt underneath it.
No,
was it? Was it open? Was it open? Was it completely open?
Oh my god!
Also,
dude.
I knew she was into witchcraft too, so I was wearing.
Of course she was. Yeah, we all assumed that. That's why we didn't
Jesus
ask.
Jesus Christ!
I was wearing this dragon pendant that I'd gotten when I was a kid at Myrtle Beach.
What a fucking idiot!
And I made it into a necklace.
Did it say Myrtle Beach on it? Did it say Myrtle Beach?
No.
I got this shot class with a dragon on it.
Oh, did you also have a pen tucked in the pocket? Right, when you turn it to the side, there's a dragon.
Yeah, it goes back and forth.
No, but I was wearing a lot of rings. I was wearing these rings with skulls on them.
How are you a real person?
Skull rings. The thing.
Skull rings.
I got this.
Were you wearing shorts?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Flip flops. I was wearing jean shorts.
It is so
cut off.
It is dragon.
Not cut off.
Do you have a picture of this outfit or this day?
So I had high tops back then. I was wearing high tops. With
black socks?
No, with two points.
Oh, like Hooter socks?
Pushed
high up?
Yeah. What an outfit.
Dude, I can't listen
to
that anymore.
Were they colored at the top?
I can't even talk.
Stripes?
Dude, you can't do this.
What an outfit.
You just gotta finish this, dude. I'm gonna fucking die.
I had three skull rings.
How did she not just fuck you right when she saw you in that ensemble?
How could she wait? How could she wait? Tear that dragon pendant off your neck and fuck you. It said Myrtle Beach on it. Were you twirling it like I went to Myrtle Beach? I visited notice this.
If we were to pinpoint, what is the biggest mistake in this outfit? Where do you go first?
Well, I didn't tell you the pirate skull rings I got. I got in a Disney World. In the Pirates of the Caribbean.
With like the red eyes?
Yes, with the red ruby eyes. Yes. Yes, he was.
Why didn't you go to the jungle boat and get the glow in the dark skull to wear on your neck, too?
How many rings were you wearing?
I was wearing three rings.
The same one.
No. They're different ones.
They were the Lord of the Rings.
One was a skull and crossbones. One was just the skull.
Was she into pirates? What brought that up?
No, I thought, like, since she was into magic, she would like the occult nature of skull rings.
Of course.
The occult nature of children's Disney story.
Meanwhile, this lady's like, I want to suck your dick, so you really had to do nothing to impress her.
I'd also unbuttoned a bunch of the buttons on my silk shirt so that the necklace was like down in between my chest, you know?
You're dressed like an 80s coke dealer, dude.
So you were showing her some cleavage.
This guy, the fact that
she wanted to show it back. Return the favor. Okay, keep going.
So anyway,
this is where your parents should have pulled this. Hey, Andrew, you may not want to.
Can't leave the house like this.
So I'm hobbling out of my mom's car because my asshole's on fire because it's filled with brood.
Hey, Brute ass the barber beefcake.
I get into the library. It takes me forever to find her because she never told me where she was going to be in the library, and it's huge.
There's no cell phone.
Where was she?
She was in the photograph section, and then when I finally found her.
Was it just you two, and she was looking at a book? And
she was
by Madonna's Truth or Dare book.
Yeah, no, like, she was by her cauldron.
She was looking at naked, like a pictogram thing of naked people, like,
okay,
which they later had to get rid of because homeless guys were jerking off in the library to it.
Were you that homeless guy?
So anyway, we look at the book together, and then we look at some other sex books. Like, mm-hmm. They had like a sexuality
section.
Did
she like, do you want to do this?
Yeah. She was. We're going through Kama Sutra books and stuff.
Were you having trouble turning the pages with all the rings?
No.
Was it hard for her to read with all the glare off the rings?
She could hear you coming because of the rings clanking together.
Anyway, so we were looking at these books, and I was getting super
turned
on.
At any point, were you pissed that she didn't notice that you'd been to Myrtle Beach sooner?
Was she calling you Ringo?
She didn't say anything about my outfit. She said nothing
about
it.
What a bitch.
Oh, no compliments.
Anyway, so she was like, hey, do you want to get out of here and go back to my house? My grandmother isn't home. And I was like, okay.
I'm going out to the store for a few hours, Harriet.
So I go back to her house, right?
All
right.
Yeah.
How'd you
Did
get
she
there?
Drive?
She drove?
She drive?
No, we just walked over there. Because okay. She lived in walking distance of the library.
Okay. Perfect.
So we walked.
House or apartment?
It was a house, but it was kind of a shitty house.
Yeah. Hoarder?
She lives with her grandma, I expect that.
Did it
smell?
It was old, yeah.
Smell like old
weird.
People?
It was okay. Weird. She had a lot of stuff
Did
in
she
house.
Want to fuck on her grandma's bed?
No.
Was there a pet in there?
Yeah, there was a bunch of cats.
Ooh.
Like, only like three.
But it smelled like cat piss.
It smelled off.
Funky. Okay.
Anyway.
So you get to her
room.
So
we go to her bedroom.
Off is usually a short for awful.
That's true. We get to her bedroom, and then she's like, fuck.
What? Before
Put
what?
Put the shades
just
on.
Like cringy, embarrassing.
Put the shades on.
It's been pretty good, so there's been enough funny parts where it'll make up for whatever happens.
Put the shades
happens.
On. You can cry through it.
She
it's
might.
Okay.
It's not a cry
I mean, if she
thing.
Fucks
it's
you, just... if she fucks you with a wizard staff at this point, we would not be surprised.
So she goes, if you want to have sex with me,
oh no,
I get to have your soul. And then she, like,
and you were, that turned, and you had an immediate boner after this, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then she had like a crystal
you
out.
You gave a fat chick your soul with pirate rings on.
Where
to
did
fuck
she?
Her.
Where did she put your soul? Did she bring out like an empty container?
She had a crystal with her.
So let me guess.
That's where it goes.
Yeah, let me guess.
What does she think? She lives in Skyrim? What the fuck is this?
After she got your soul,
she had a soul crystal.
After she got her soul, the soul got the fucker, and Andrews had to sit there and watch.
Was it
a crystal that she got at Imaginarium or one of those?
No, it's probably a deodorant crystal.
It was like a horse.
Wiping
like
on your
quartz.
Armpits.
It's with, like a quartz crystal.
Was David Bowie in there with the ball from Labyrinth, the crystal
so
ball?
Anyway, so anyway,
so you do a spell.
I was real nervous about this.
About did giving you, your soul away?
did you call your mom to say, Mom, do I need my soul?
So what I did, and this is really childish.
What's all that beeping? My ski poles kept hitting the numbers on the phone.
So what I did, and this is really...
You crossed your fingers.
I did cross my fingers, but I did one thing else, too.
Oh, you got her, dude.
I crossed my fingers.
Hold on,
do you ever think
I'll give you my soul, then I fuck you, then yeah. I don't give my soul.
I still got my soul,
not,
bitch.
Not only did I cross my fingers, but I did the kid...
Oh, you went in with a spell
I
on yourself,
I did the little
probably.
Kid thing where I said, I will not...
Oh, wizardry!
Wizard move, man.
Dude, you are. That's why you're one of the best wizards in Los Angeles.
I can tell you, this sounds crazy, but I was real paranoid. I didn't do it strong enough, and I might have given her my soul.
Whoa, so that's old wizard doubt.
Yeah, old Andrew Potter over here. Really, fucking Voldemort, the big 6-foot bitch, is fucking you. Voldemort, you got her, you beat her.
Just call her Bigfoot bitch.
She's so got your soul, Andrew.
She takes off her top. She's got huge beefers. I'm very impressed.
These?
Yes, yeah, huge.
How many hangers?
How
thinking.
Many souls were in her bedroom? Because you could see how much of a horse she was.
I don't know.
She had a whole like a whole.
Did
big
she have
bowl?
Like a bunch of crystals
like
that were already
candy
full?
Bowl,
like...
She had a rock pile to the ceiling.
She did put like a chain around my neck for when we did it,
like a dog.
Yeah, and then she when she took off my pants.
What the?
She
fuck?
Took off
put
my
a
pants.
Choke collar on your ball sack.
She took off my pants, and this is embarrassing.
Did you have a boner or no,
no
boner?
No boner.
She
has no boner.
I had a boner, but I'll she said. Have you gotten pubic hair yet, or did you shave your pubes?
That's the embarrassing part of the story.
And then she's like, have you been eating a lot of brute? Because your asshole smells like it.
You're shitting brute.
And I said, I shaved before. And she was like, good boy, like that. Oh. And then I was like, okay. I thought it was hot at the time. This now
I thought it was hot at the time.
This lady sounds like a lady who would fuck a dog. But
no offense.
It really does.
No offense. But
you not saying like, not saying that you're
different,
a dog,
different context, yeah.
Just like a dog, yeah, like a different girl dog that would volunteer at the pound.
So,
and then while no one was in there, she'd go in those kennels and like work up a boner and shove
yeah,
it her pussy.
But the dog would have to give her a soul first.
Yeah.
She had okay on these giant granny panties, gigantic.
Oh, no.
So she takes them off. She's got big red bush.
Okay.
Big, oh, she's a fire crotch?
Yeah. She had big red bush going on, strawberry blonde hair.
Well, that should go for your fiery asshole. That was yes a good combo.
That's when they, oh, when their assholes kissed, it was perfect. Fire to fire.
So, like, we were taking it slow. She sucked my dick for a little while. Then she made me eat her pussy.
Was your soul, like, slowly leaving your body?
No.
It was floating.
I was very,
it was floating
I gotta
over
tell you, I was really sweating that thing. I was like, did I give her my soul?
How you many know years? Like, that, you still think about it.
I still think he thinks about
yeah
it.
Yeah, to be honest, I do go, did I fuck that up? But
I gotta be honest, like, sometimes, like, you seem a little soulless.
Hey, don't joke about that. Come on, don't.
We were just talking about that the other day. When you
no, 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 don't joke about that stuff. Man. For real.
I've said more than once to Jeff that, is it me or does it seem like Andrew gave his soul away, sold his soul for something?
To like a big Bigfoot bitch.
She had said, she said that she had other guys that she had taken their soul.
You sold your soul for pussy.
Anyway.
This lady may have been the devil.
I sold my soul for asshole.
The devil's a big 6 foot.
So you get, so, she sucks your dick and then you
so
eat
I was
a pussy.
Fucking her. I was fucking her.
You're on top, obviously.
Yeah, I was on top. And then
a condom
I was,
on?
Nope. I was,
yeah, good boy.
I was okay smelling.
Yeah, no, if you're young
bad
out there,
I was smelling
work
this cheesy smell.
I'm kidding.
Smell.
I'm
cheesy
making
smell
fun of Andrew for being
like a real
a fucking
wait,
idiot.
You're selling a cheese smell?
A cheesy, assy smell.
Oh, no.
And then I look over the corner of the bed where I'm fucking her.
There's a cheesecake sticking out of her asshole.
Her panties are on the floor. And
oh, no.
They
I can't hear. I don't want to listen.
No.
Riddled with shit stains.
Wait,
like,
whoa,
just skid mark city.
Oh,
like,
no.
So intense.
Like
fucking
so intense.
O'Neal is heaving.
Like,
oh
layers.
So
like she might have
intense
met more than multiple days. Or
yeah, multiple
marks.
But dude,
skid marks
that
skid
goes
marks
like these fucking wizard bitches. That, like, go, that's par for the course,
she
I feel like.
She,
with
it's hard to wipe your ass with a crystal.
More, yeah, more skid marks. Like multiple skid marks.
O'Neal's so
right
horny that he's
and
dry
then
heaving.
I looked on the bed.
Wait.
I looked on the bed sheet and where she had been sleeping, there were skid marks.
Oh my god.
Where she'd be sleeping. Like, so wherever
not
she's
even
laying
in, like,
on her back.
Third world prisons is that
she's
happen
laying on her back and she's getting skid marks on the fucking sheets of her bed sheets, you know?
Oh my god.
So anyway,
this is like an asylum.
And the asshole's your favorite place. That's like desecrating a church.
Yeah,
to you.
So I somehow managed to fucking blow my load. She says she's on birth control, whatever.
Oh no.
She's definitely not on ass control.
She's definitely not on Charmin.
Anyway.
After, did you teach her how to wipe her ass correctly?
No, but when she got
erotic
up
ass wiping
when
with
she
Andy
got
DeWitt
up, when she got up, I watched her get up and I watched like the sheets like peel out of her butt crack.
So we so let's go back to a young 15-year-old Andrew DeWitt with rings on and a dragon necklace.
Oh my god.
Were you pumped? Were you like disgusted?
I
what
was
the emotion?
Pumped. I was super pumped.
We went home and his
pumped
mom's like,
you were pumped. Oh,
it smells like it smells poop, like shit in here.
And brute. The poop thing didn't bum you out at the time?
It didn't bum me out that bad because
did you eat her ass? Oh, you ate her pussy. You were real close to that shit.
You dodged a real shitty bullet there, my friend.
Dude,
it seems like this lady wipes back to front. You probably ate some shit.
And part of a UTI.
Maybe.
So you leave. How do you leave? You say thanks and, like, thanks for taking my soul?
No, she told me I had to get out because her boyfriend was going to come over later.
Did you, at any point after you pulled out, looked at your dick, did you, like, after the first time you have sex, does your dick usually turn brown?
No, I said, this was interesting to me. I was hard as a rock after I came.
Yeah.
You know, like, so we did it a couple more times.
Oh, wait. You know? You did it a couple of more times?
Yeah, from the shit. You were so turned on.
Anyway, I left. And then, like, I heard, like, I would always hear rumors. I'd never see her again at any other speech.
God, what a
tournament
shitty bed.
I heard all these rumors from all these other nerds who would be like, yeah, she likes to fuck. And they would describe all the places that she fucks her boyfriends in and all this other shit. And I'd
like
hear about her
like
fucking all these guys.
A sewage treatment plant.
Like
old Harriet Skid Marks was making the round.
And I remember one guy, like, just kind
of factory.
He was like just Aspergery listing all the places she had told him she'd fucked people in. You know, like he's like, so she fucked her. She fucked a guy in her living room. She fucked a guy in her grandmother's room. She fucked a guy in the hood of her car. She fucked a dog
in a helicopter.
She also fucked in a shit stain on her bed.
She fucked a monkey on a volcano.
She did. She did. Anyway,
on a big pile of dog shit.
That what you fucking a dog?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was reminiscing about
it. Fucked in an outhouse.
Freshman year in college, I was.
When was the last time you beat off to that idea?
Oh, a long time ago.
Dude, that whole shit is just making me sick.
She fucked in a porta potty.
You were reminiscing.
So I was reminiscing. This is the sad part.
You looked her up.
I was reminiscing about it with some friends of mine on the front porch of our dorm.
This is a few years later.
Yeah, this is when I was a freshman in college.
Yeah, why wouldn't you tell the new friends you have about this terrible thing from your past that they have no idea about?
We were doing virginity
fucking
stories.
Fucking a shit wizard.
We're just like we're doing here. Yeah.
You fucked a shit witch.
So anyway, so I was talking about this girl.
That's where she was from.
I was talking
about those shit streaks were the souls of all the people that she took.
I was talking about this girl. And
shit
then,
streak souls.
And then this girl goes,
what happened?
Wait a minute. Are you talking about
so-and-so.
Blankety blank?
Barbara Shitman?
Barbara Shitman, fine. Were you talking about Barbara Shitman? And I go, yeah. And she goes, are you serious? You lost your virginity to Barbara Shitman?
She has AIDS.
No,
and I go, yeah. And she goes, you know, she died last year. And I was like, what the fuck? And she goes, she was in a car accident.
Suffocating her own
she was
shit.
Fucking in the hood of a car on a pile of dog shit.
And she was in a car accident. Like,
she was sitting on a chairlift, and she slipped on her shit streaks.
No, I don't know. She was in a car accident. Now she was dead. And I remember going like, oh, fuck. Like, it hit me pretty hard because, like, that was like the first person I ever had sex with.
And you're like who owns my soul now that she's dead?
Yeah. Oh, you get your soul back, which
is
awesome.
No, I did. This is horrible. This is horrible. This is horrible.
He's all choked up. Getting emotional.
I remember thinking to myself, well, I definitely have my soul back if she took it.
You're a terrible person. Every time you walk by a pile of dog shit, do you think about her?
Every time he takes off his tighty whities and sees shit stains.
Every time Andrew takes a shit,
before
he flushes it down, he salutes old Sarah's shit.
The thing I regret most about it is the idea of even agreeing to, even with fingers crossed and saying not under my breath. Even with that, the idea of trying to sell my soul to
for a dirty
what
butt.
If I did sell my soul to Satan and
we
I didn't know
make fun
it?
Of you,
you may have, man.
Hey, I'm going to hell.
The worst part is
you
told me
are.
The first time you told me the story, like you told me the story twice before, and I felt bad for you. After hearing all the fucking details, who fucking cares? Fuck that bitch. That's too fucking
also,
bad.
Also, if we have any Christian,
her being dead might be for the best.
If we have any Christian,
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know if those views expressed by Dan are not shared by the.
If we have any Christian listeners, do me a solid and send a prayer out for that soul to win.
What about the mayor ending his speech with amen? I can do it right now.
Yeah, do it then.
I'd like to say a prayer for Andrew DeWitt's soul. I hope it does not end up in hell with Barbara Shipman. Despite the fact that he did sell his soul to her for sexual
favors. To fuck her next to dirty underwear and a shit stain.
All I picture is that bed just
amen.
No, I didn't say in the prayer that I didn't. I had crossed my fingers and said not.
Well, Andrew did cross his fingers and he did say not under his breath, Lord. I hope you did hear that. And if you did not, I would like to reiterate that he did those two things. So if his soul is in parts or it's not fully with him, please restore it to
guys,
him.
Guys, I'm
thank
still
you.
Bothered by it. I'm still bothered by that idea.
Amen. Why don't you visit her grave
and
make it right?
He just said, I'm still bothered by it. Then he said, not. I heard it. I heard it, dude.
Maybe visit her grave and leave a pair of shit-streaked undies just for old
time's sake.
Why
don't you not wipe your ass, go to her tombstone, and just smear your asshole across her fucking tombstone?
Hey, you know what? More importantly, Leslie,
remember the good times?
Bailey, maybe virginity stories aren't what you need in this podcast.
Maybe every episode for the next three, we all reveal another... virginity.
Yo, mine's real pedestrian.
No, we're done. Dude, we've done an hour. The episode's over.
Listen to that song again? Oh, but it says Satan in it.
Yeah, let's listen
why don't we
it.
Close let's on it? Yeah, let's close on the new one.
The Dark Lord. If you like the show, subscribe on iTunes, 5-star review, 5-star text review. Ryan wants to get 1,000 reviews by the end of the summer. We're close to 300, I think, so we're edging
in. I want for the short-term goal, we're at 283.
Yeah.
I want those fucking 17 more I want to see that 300 up
but
there.
But what
you
day? Know,
if you guys like the show and you keep listening, by bug, the week, bug your friends.
By Sunday night?
Let's not
no, I'm
go
saying
crazy.
By July.
Yeah, bug your friends if
I
they haven't.
I say by
say,
Sunday
hey,
night, 17 more.
Yeah, you can follow Andrew on Twitter at DeWidiot, Jeff Ryan at Danish O'Neill. Me
or
at
you can go to his alternative shit streaks. Shit streak Larry.
Shit streak 69.
Bloody turds!
And
what's
sure
up, Pete?
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter if you have any questions or want any shout outs. You can email us at info@dorkexplosion.com for general questions or through the contact page at dorkexplosion.com. You can also email titty pics of 18-year-old and over women that are hot and or not hot to O'Neill the Ass Kicker at yahoo.com. And Ryan, how do you spell
well,
that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Dan, because a lot of people like Bloody Turd don't know how to. It's O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L, the Ass Kicker at yahoo.com.
All right, for Boner City USA, brought to you by DorkExplosion.com, I have been Dan Bialik, along with
Andrew DeWitt,
Ryan O'Neill.
Rest in peace, Barbara Shipman, Danish.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye. Your old man bowels are destroying this podcast.
All the glory to the Dark Lord Satan.
This is about boners.
This ain't a gay thing, is it, son?
Now let me see you jerk him off.
Should I do it? Should I do it?
Do it.
I'll suck all your
yeah,
cock.
Jesus Christ.
I don't get how
any Asian who's dildoed herself on camera.
Spread Eagle Trench air shit.
Oh, fuck, Jesus. Dude. Oh, my God.
Please, I hope she sucks his dick for that kid's parents.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
The shit story from Croatia.
I'm not even mad about you making fun of me for taking a shit earlier. It's totally fine.
Dude hugs?
Yeah. Who's going to get a handjob? Up first.
Yeah, I'm in my nice clothes. I don't want to get wet.
Coming.
You fucking weirdo.
Holy fuck.
You were too busy taking a shit.
Oh, this is funny money.
Hey, you want to go over to Turdville?
Quit Village, USA.
Oh, yeah.
The persistence of a rapist.
It's fucking awesome to do a show that people actually listen to. That's pretty fucking cool.
I'll give you six sisters for this car.
You're a pussy hound, dude.
Road Runner pussy.
Ebony cream pies.
And you too, Coolio.
I ripped apart, my God.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Drew dick on his face.
I love corporate pussy.
God, I love these corporate pussy.
Tony. Oh, no. Tony.
Oh, no.
Tony. Fucked by another guy.
Pussy.
Black women.
We love you.
You think I'm handsome? Right in.
Unless your name is Crouton Jack, because that dude is whack. You gotta get to the back.
This is gonna make me cry.
Turbo titties.
Butthole and balls.
Titties and toboggan.
Yeah. Just trying to bang this kid, you know.
Terrible. Did you get a boner?
I used to get boners.
TNT it, man.
There's my good friend Pete.
I've been Dan Bialik along with
Andrew DeWitt.
Ryan O'Neill, guys.
The handsome lady killer Danish.
Why are you watching me take a shit? You have brought this all upon yourself.
I gotta get fucked up.
If you're a fan of Boner City USA, you'll probably enjoy the other podcasts we produce, including Gamedians, Live from Sunset, and the Action Figure Podcast. You can listen to all these podcasts for free right now on our website, dorkexplosion.com. While you're there, please be sure to subscribe to each of these shows on iTunes.